Brishus Avi Moiri, Brishus Reb Zelig. Today's daf is Brachis Daf Yud Zayin, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So the Gemara is going to digress a little bit from the sugyas of Kriyashma and talk about Hilchis Tefillah, specifically personal and private tefillahs that some of the Tanoim and the Amoraim would recite at the end of Shmoyne Esrei. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Basad the Messiah, Sloisei, Amar Hachi, Rabbi Lazar, when he would finish davening Shmoyne Esrei, he would say as follows, Yirotzein v'lfanecho Hashem Elokeinu, Shetashkein bipureinu ahava v'achva, v'sholim v'reyos. He would daven that there should be ahava, achva, sholim v'reyos, there should be sholim, v'sarbek v'uleinu b'talmidim. Then he davened that he should be zoicha to have many talmidim, v'satzliach soifeinu achras v'tikva, and that he should be successful and prosperous at the end of his life as well. V'sasim chelkeinu b'gan Eden, he should merit Gan Eden. V'sakneinu b'chaver toiv, v'yetzer toiv ba'olam echo, and he should merit to have a good friend and a yetzer toiv. V'nashkim, I should wake up in the morning. V'nimtza yichol levaveinu liyira Hashem echo, and our desire should be to fear you, Hashem. V'savi lufanecha kiras nafshenu l'toiv, and everything that we want, you should fulfill to us, l'toiva for good. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, when he would finish by Nasir, would daven as follows, Yerotzim b'fanach Hashem alikeinu, she'tatzitz b'vashtenu. Rabbi Yechon would tell Hashem, and this is B'loshen Rabbim, you should look at our busha, v'sabit b'raseinu, and you should take a look at how bad we are. And that should cause you to have rachamim on us, meaning you should see how embarrassed we are and how not good we are, and as a result, v'sislabesh b'rachamecho, you should clothe yourself in your rachamim, v'siskase b'uzecho, and you should cover yourself with your oyes, with your strength, v'sate b'chasid usecho, you should give us chesed, v'sisazer b'chanin usecho, you should be a chanon, v'sovil ufanecha midas tufcho, v'an v'son usecho. Rabbi Yochanan would preface his tefillah by saying, look at the dire state that we are in, and as a result, you should give us rachamim, oyes, chesed, chanon, toiv, anova, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir, where Rabbi Zeir would finish that, he would say as follows, Yirotzim ulfanecha Hashem alikeinu, sheloi necheta, his tefillah was a much shorter tefillah, we shouldn't sin, veloi nevoish, veloi nikol emeyaviseinu, we shouldn't be embarrassed from our fathers. Rabbi Chiyah, Basel, Matzli, Amar Hachi, Rabbi Chiyah would say as follows, Yirotzim ulfanecha Hashem alikeinu, shetei toirascha umanaseinu, our umnis should be toira, we should be zoicha, that we should be toirasai umnasai, val yidve libeinu, our hearts shouldn't be pained, val yech shechu einenu, and our eyes shouldn't be dark. This is, of course, a play on our so he davened that al yidve libeinu v'al yechshechu einenu. Rav basad sloisar amar hachi. So this is already a better note tefila. Rav after Shmoyne Esrei would say as follows: Yirotzim ufanecha Hashem alikeinu she'titein lanu chayim aruchin, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel toivo, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnasa. Everything self-explanatory. Chayim shel chilut zatzamos. He would daven that we should be healthy. Chayim sheyesh behem yiras cheit, chayim sheyem behem busha ochlima. Chaim shaloisha v'chavoyt, chaim shatevonu ahavas toir v'yira shamayim, chaim shatemale lonu as kol mishalis libeinu l'toivet. This is, of course, the tefillah that we say Shabbos Mevarchim when we bench Rosh Chodesh. We'll get back to this at the end of the daf. Rebbe Basad Sleitzer, Amar Hachi, Rebbe used to say as follows, another well-known tefillah. Yiratzim ulfanecha Hashem alikeinu v'kaviseinu shatatzileinu, you should save us me'azei ponim u'me'azes ponim. You should save us from azei ponim that want to start up with us, someone that's a mechutzif, u'me'azes ponim that we ourselves shouldn't be mechutzafet. Me adam ra, umi pegara, me yetzer ra, me cheva, me chave ra, me shachin ra, umi satan amashchis, umi din kasha, umi bal din kasha, benchu vembris, benchu ene vembris, it doesn't matter if the bal din kasha is Jewish or he's not Jewish, either way, Rebbe would daven save me from him. Va'af al gaf te kaimi kitzutze aler de Rebbe. Then the Gemara makes an observation that even though Rebbe, as we know, had a good friend who was a very powerful person, he was the Caesar of Rome at the time, Marcus Aurelius, known in the Gemara as Antoninus, and because of that, Antoninus would provide Rebbe with his own personal security detail. So technically, Rebbe was protected. And what was Rebbe's tefillah? It was Shatatzileini. It's all about protect me from Azeponim, Azosponim. Rebbe needs protection. Rebbe was afforded protection financed by the Roman government. But at the same time, says the Gemara, Va'afal gafte kaimi ketsutze ale de Rebbe, he still felt this was Rebbe's personal tefillah. This was the hergish that he had every morning after Shmoyne Esrei. Yes, Rav Safra, Basel Slice, Rav Mahakim, Rav Safra would say as follows. Yiratzim ufanecha Hashem alikenu, shetosim shalom bepamalya shalmaila. There should be shalom in the pamalya shalmaila. Rashi says that the malachim that are in charge of all the respective nations, they shouldn't fight amongst each other. Ubepamalya shalmat, and there should be shalom on our world as well. Ubeina talmidim oiskim beterasachan, there should be shalom between the talmidim. Bein oiskim lishma, bein oiskim shalom lishma. Whether they learn Torah lishma, whether they learn Torah shalom lishma. And then Rav Safra would add that anyone that learns Torah Shalai Lishma, Yiratza and Shiyu Oiskin Lishma. The tefillah was that they should learn Lishma. Rav Alexandri Basel Slice, Rav Mahachi, Rav Alexandri would daven as follows. Yiratza Mufanecha Hashem Alikenu Shetamidenu Bekeren Oira. You should put us in a corner where there's light. Va'al tamidenu bekerech hashecha. We shouldn't be in a dark corner. Va'yidve libeinu va'yech shechu einenu. That same tefillah. That our hearts shouldn't be yidve, they shouldn't be pain, our eyes shouldn't be dark. Ikedami, some say that last tefillah, ha Rav Amnuna matzah. That was Rav Amnuna's tefillah. Rav Alexandri, Basa the matzah, Amar Hachi. Rav Alexandri's tefillah was a different tefillah. He would say, Ribbono Eilam, Golav Yadol of Anachas, Sheritzaynenu, Lasso is Ritzaynecha. Another well known tefillah. He would turn to Hashem and he would say that, you know that we all want to do the right thing. Umi ma'akev, Narva, so why don't we do the right thing? It's because of the Sa'ar Shebe'isa. It's the yeast that's inside the dough, also known as the Yet Sahara. With Malchias. Additionally, we live in foreign governments, this gullus and this pogroms, these terrible things that are happening to us all the time. And as a result, it's not easy for us to do the right thing. See, we conclude with a tefillah, Yiratzim milfanecha shetatzilenu miyadam. V'nashuv lases chukei ritzoncha belev of shalem. You should save us from who? Who's yadam? From the Sar Shabbat the Yetzara, from Shibat Malchias. And like this, we'll do tshuva, we'll end up doing the right thing. Rava, Basa Tzoysa Amar Hachi. Rava would say as follows. Actually, neitzarti eni chedai. V'achshav shenoitzarti ki'ilu loy noitzarti. He would say, before I was born, I was nothing. And now that I was born, it's ki'ilu loy noitzarti. Mean, I'm the same nothing. Afrani b'chayoy, kal v'choyme v'misasi. He says, I'm offer. I'm not in an incredible level of humility that Rava displayed. And then he would say, Arei ani l'fanecho kichli mole busho chlima. This is of course part of the vidui that we say on Yom HaNeirim, but the point is this was Rava's tefillah that he would say not on Yom Kippur, but this is Rava's tefillah that he would say every single day. I thought it was interesting that Rava prefaces tefillah by saying actually noitzarti eni chedai va'achshav shenoitzarti ki'ilu loy noitzarti. It seemed to be an incredible expression of humility that Rava showed. Maybe that's why, whenever there's a machloikis between Rava and his Baal Plukta in Shas Habaya, the halacha is like Rava. Because we've spoken out many times that when it comes to Klolei Apsak, who the paskin, like you would think, that it's based on who the bigger lamdan is. So whoever was smarter in learning, whoever was the biggest lamdan, that's who the halacha would be like. But we've mentioned that it's not that way. For example, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Why? The Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos that Beis Shammai was mechadad yifei. They were actually sharper. They were bigger lamdanim. In the world of Oikar Harim, they were much better than Beis Hillel. So why do we pass like Beis Hillel? Because the Gemara says in Erev and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Baskel said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Why? Because in Midos, they were more Oiska Arbit. In Ben Adam Lechaveroi, Beis Hillel was greater than Beis Shammai. And when it comes to Psak Halacha, we go more based on Ben Adam Lechaveroi, less based on how a person is in terms of his understanding of learning, in terms of his lumdus. Hillel, the Gemara talks about in Masechta Shabbos, how he was an Anav Mikalad, right? The Gemara says two people made a bet that, we'll see, I can upset Hillel, and it was Erev Shabbos, and they tried, no matter what they did, they couldn't do it. And the Gemara says Shammai had a whole different approach, but it was because of the Anav of Hillel, and because of the Anava of Beis Hillel, that we paskin like Beis Hillel. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer's Hesped on his Shver Reb Kiva Eger, where he quoted the pasuk that David HaMelech said, L'David Shamra Nafshi Kichasad Ani, and he teached that David HaMelech, the Gemara says, V'Hashem Imai, Melamed Shehalacha K'moysoi B'chol Makoim. Why was the halacha always like David HaMelech? Because Chasad Ani. It was because of his Midas HaAnava, Shani Yodai Meluchleches B'dam B'Shviru V'Shvilya. David HaMelech, he's a king. Soim tasim alecha melech shetei masoy alecha melech shemachal kvoide in kvoide machal. Yet the halacha David HaMelech didn't care because of his incredible midas ha'anava. That's what motivated. That's what drove David HaMelech to be yodai meluchleches bedam. And because of that, the Chassam Sofer said he was zoicha shalacha kamoisa b'chal makim. There seems to be a direct correlation between midas ha'anava and halacha l'maisa. The point is that Rava basot zloiser amar hachi. He said actually noitzarti eni kedai va'achshav shenoitzarti kiilu loinoitzarti ofrani bechayoy kal v'chomer b'misasi. Rava had this incredible midas anava. Maybe that's why Rava was zoicha that halacha k'maisa b'chal makim. There are of course six exceptions: the yal kigam, yishaloi midas, etc. But either way, maybe that's why the halacha is like Rava. Mar brei de Ravino ki'avim misayim zloiser amar hachi. So Mar brei de Ravino, when he would finish mine asrei, he would say as follows. And for some reason, we adopted Mar Berei de Ravina's tefillah. Eloikai netzor l'shoini meira, v'sif soisai midaber mirma, albeit with some tweaks. V'lem kalalai nafshi sidoim, v'nafshi ka'ofel ha'koltia, p'sach libi b'sayr ha'secho, uve mitzvay secho tirdeif nafshi. And then he would add, this is what we don't have, v'satzileini mi pegara, mi yetzera, umi ishara, umi kol rois ha'misrakshay slobo lo'olam, v'chol ha'chosh v'mo layla rov, mehera hofer ha'tzos, v'kalka ma'chshaf tem yu l'rotzen im refi, v'heg yoy libi l'fonecho, Hashem tzuri v'goyal. Either way, so the Gemara just mentioned a whole bunch of amayroim, Rebbe, who was a Tana, and the personal tefillah that they would say after Shmoneh Esrei. So now the Gemara is going to go me'inyan le'inyan, ba'isayinyan. Rav Sheshes, Kavi Yosef, B'tanis, Rav Sheshes, when he would fast, basa demachli amar hachi, after Shmoneh Esrei, he would say as follows. So this is on a day that Rav Sheshes was fasting. Not every day. Ribay no'i lamim, kalifi adua, lefanecha, b'smach, b'sa mikdosh kaim, when there was a b'sa mikdosh, adam choyte, makrif carbon. If a person did an avera, he would bring a carbon. Ve'imakrivim imenu, elachel by the dummy. Which part of the carbon would go on the mizbeach? The dam, of course. The ikur part of a carbon is the dam, and the chalef, that was the mitzvah sa'aktara, that would go on the mizbeach as well. And through that he would get kapara. So how would a person get kapara? By taking the dam and the chalef of an animal and putting it on the mizbeach. The achshavs, Rav Sheshes would say to Hashem, Yoshafti betaynes, I just fasted. V'nismait chelbi v'dami. And because of my fasting, my own fat and my own blood was diminished. Yirotzei milfonecho, she'ei chelbi v'dami shenismait, kilu hekraftiv lefonecho al gabi ha-mizbeach. May that dam and that chelav that I lost be as if it was put on the mizbeach. V'sirtzeni, and through that I should get kapor. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan used to give shir on Sefer Iyov. And when he finished teaching Sefer Iyov, he would say as follows, Soif Adam Lamos. I mean, that's certainly one of the themes of Iyov, that when a person, when all is said and done, a person's going to die. V'soif beim l'shchita, an animal eventually at some point will be slaughtered. V'hakoyla misaim oimdim, and everybody's going to die eventually. Okay, so that's a very somber thought. Now what? Ashrei misha gadol batayra, v'amalei batayra, v'isanachas ruach liyotzeroi. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, Ashrei misha gadol batayra, someone that grows in learning, v'amalei batayra, he toils in learning, he harvests in learning, v'isanachas ruach liyotzeroi, v'gadol b'shem toiv. And then he would say, Ashrei, a person that has a shame toiv, v'nifta b'shem toiv, he died with a shame time in the oilam, the olav amma shloime. This is what Shloime Melech meant when he said shoim toiv shame ishem and toiv viyoim hamaves miyoim ivalde, that a person that has a shame toiv, and not just at some point in his life, but he was gadol b'shem toiv. He had it as he was growing up. He was nifter b'shem toiv. That's an unbelievable bracha. Margula b'pumid Rameir. Rameir used to say as follows: Gemar b'chol avavcha u'v'chol nafshecha. Learn Torah with all your heart and all your soul. Lodas says drachai, because by learning Torah you'll get to know Hashem. V'lishkei dal dalse toirasi, and you should come to the doors of the Beis Medrash. Nitzar toirasi b'lipcha. You should guard your Torah, and you should always fear Hashem. Shmur picha mikol chei. Watch your mouth from not speaking avera. V'taher v'kadish atzmecha b'chol ashma v'oven v'ani eye imcha b'chol mokdim. If you try to do that, Hashem says, I'm going to be with you. Margula b'pumayu, the Rabbanan in Yavna. The Rabbanan in Yavna used to say as follows. When were the Rabbanan in Yavna? Circa Churban Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he had a cameo in front of the Roman Caesar. So the Roman Caesar told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, apparently he owed him a favor. The Gemara discusses this in the sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. He said, grant me three wishes, or ask of me three things, I'll give it to you. And one of the things Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said was, Tein li Yavna v'chachamel. At the time, the chachamel were hiding out in Yavna, and he says, I want Yavna to be protected. And Yavna was granted protection by the Roman government. And at that time, right around the Churban, all the chachamel, I mean everyone, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, they were all in Yavna. So these were the Rabbanon of Yavna. So the Rabbanon of Yavna used to say as follows, I need birya v'chaveri birya. I was created by Hashem. I'm a creature, literally. And my chaverim are the same way. The chaverim, meaning the ones that don't learn Torah. We learn in the, you know, we're in the city. We don't go out into the field. We're in Beis Medrash. They, the ones that don't learn Torah, they're out in the field. We both get up early in the morning. I have no interest in doing what he's doing, and they have no interest in doing what I'm doing. Now you're going to say that maybe they're right for not being interested in learning. Because maybe they can't learn. Maybe they're just not qualified to learn on the same level we're able to learn. I mean, these were the greatest giants in history. So they acknowledge the Chachmei Yavne. Maybe they're right for what they're doing. Maybe they belong in the field. Maybe they shouldn't be learning. Because ani marbe v'hu mamet. Because we, the Chachmei Yavne, can learn Torah and really accomplish a lot. But this person can't accomplish anyways. So like, what's the point? But they used to say, but it's not true. This was their sales pitch. Koshanino, echad ha-marba, ve-echad ha-mamit, u-bilvad she-yichab in libe le-shamayim. We'll see more about the Chachmei Yavne coming up later on Daf Chavches, and with the Gemara that talks about the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, Hare Anike ben Shivim Shana. So that's coming. Marg le-bupumid Abaya. Abaya used to say as follows, lo-hoylo mihei adam arum b'yira. A person should be an arum. He should be clever. He should be cunning in his fear of Hashem. Meaning he should sit down and strategize how he's going to overcome his Yetzirah. Not be reactive, but be proactive when it comes to the Yetzirah. Additionally, Abaya used to say that sometimes a soft response can make a really angry person not so angry anymore. So somebody comes after you, guns blazing, he's upset, he's yelling. If you act calmly, ma'anei rach, meshev chema. Umar b'sholim im echav, v'im kroivav, v'im kol adam. A person should try to be mar b'sholim. V'afilu im nachri shebeshok. Even with the non-Jew who you meet in the street. Kedei she'ov l'malo, v'nechmad l'mato, v'yehei mekubal al abriyos. Because when a person is mekubal al abriyos, when people like someone, they like him in Shemayim as well. There's a midah keneged midah that based on what a person's reputation is on this world, that's what his reputation is in the next world. So he would say that a person should be nice to everybody, afilu nachri shebeshok, because by doing that, everybody will like you, even the non-Jews. And kidei shei olav lemalu, like this, will be olav in Shemayim. Omru olav Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. They say about Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, shalei yekdima yodam shalom yoylam, afilu nachri shebeshok. There was no one who ever preempted Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai and said, I mean, he was the God of Adar, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. He was the Nasi. But he would always be makdim shalom to everybody. He would see a person, he would go over to him again. A tremendous midas hanofa of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, even the nachri shebeshok, where you would have argued it's befitting for the God of Adar to go over to the nachri shebeshok. That's Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai used to do. Tachlis chachma. So earlier we had Rava's tefila, elikai actually netzarti eni kedai, etc., etc. Here we have what Rava used to say. Tachlis chachma. What's the purpose of chachma? Tshuva umasim toivim. Again, you see, Rava is emphasizing masim toivim. He's de-emphasizing the chachma a little bit. Yet, ironically, the halacha is always like Rava, but it's not ironic. Shelo yehei adam kair v'shayne. A person shouldn't learn Torah. Unen ubayet ba'aviv ubeimai uberabai ubemishu gadam imenu bechachma uveminyan. So here you have a person. He's going to be a big talmud chacham, but at the same time, he's not going to have midos, and he's not going to respect people that he's supposed to respect. How do you know that that's not okay? Shenem a reishes chachma yiras Hashem. Seichel toiv l'cholay seim reishes chachma is yiras Hashem. The Velt says, I heard this b'shem the Chassam Sofer, that why does a mesechta start with Dav Beis? What happened to Dav Aleph? So the Chassam Sofer said Dav Aleph is Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Daf Aleph is Abyssal Yiras Shemayim, and then afterwards, Daf Beis, you can start Me'emes Haikarin Hashma Ba'arvin, Shnayim Bechzim Betalis, but that's Daf Aleph. But he would say, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, Seichel Toiv L'chol Oiseyem, Lo'oisim Lo'inemar, Elo Lo'oiseyem. Why Lo'oiseyem? Lo'oisim L'shma, V'loi Lo'oisim Sh'loi L'shma. Oiseyem sounds like you're doing it L'shma. Chaloisim Sh'loi L'shma, Noyach Lo'i Sh'loi Nifran. Then Rava would say, by the way, if somebody learns Torah Sh'loi L'shma, again, de-emphasizing chachma for its own sake, seeing the bigger picture of doing it for Hashem, and tshuva umasim toivim. Tosfos, of course, over here asks the famous kasha that he asks throughout Shas. If somebody learns Torah, noyach loy shaloy nivra, how does that stem with what Chazal said? La'olam yasek adam b'Torah mitzvos afilu shaloy lishma, shamitoich shaloy lishma, bal lishma. So there's a short Tosfos over here. There's a longer Tosfos throughout Shas. Tosfos says that vice Tosfos, you have to say there's two dinim in shaloy lishma. There's shaloy lishma, And there's Shaloi Lishma. There's a Shaloi Lishma where a person just doesn't have the right kavanas. Then there's a Shaloi Lishma where a person has bad kavanas. He's learning Torah. It's like this. He'll be very smart and he'll be able to be megalopon about Torah. So there's different levels of Shaloi Lishma. There's the bad Shaloi Lishma where you're noyach loy Shaloi Nivra. And then there's the good Shaloi Lishma where you're just not holding by Nefesh HaChaim Shar Dalet. But at the same time, La'olam Yasik Adam Torah V'mitzvah Shaloi Lishma. Shem Yitoch Shaloi Lishma Ba'al Lishma. Margul Abapumi the Rav. Rav used to say as follows. So what was Rav's tefillah? Chaim Aruchin, Chaim Shal Shalim. So here we have what was Margul Abapumi the Rav. Loi Koilu Mazal, Loi Maba. Loi Maba Im Aloi Achilu, Loi Shtia, Loi Piri, Loi Rivya, Loi Masa, Umatin. He said, Loi Maba, there's going to be no food, there's going to be no drinking, no Piri, Loi Rivya, there's going to be no business. Additionally, you'll have no bad midos. Loi Kinna, Loi Sin, Loi Tachros. Elo Satikim Yoishvim, Vatra Seim, Bera Sheim, and enemies of Ashkina, Shenemar, Vayechsu as Eloi Kim, Vayechlu Vayishnu. Where do you see it in that Pasik? Vayechsu as Eloi Kim. This is by Maimon Har Sinai. They saw Hashem. And they didn't have to eat and drink. It was as if they ate. It was as if they drank. They were satisfied simply from seeing Hashem. So in Olam Haba, where we're going to be nene from the Ziv Hashchina, you won't have to eat. There'll be no achila, no shtiyah, says the Gemara Vayter. Then Rav said another thing. Gedoyla haftacha sheftichan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'anashim, yoyser min ha'anashim. The promise that Hashem gave the women is greater than what He gave the men. Shenemar noshim shananois. The women are shananos, they are at ease. Koimna shamana koili, bonois boitchois, confident daughters. Hazeno im rasi. It says that the women are shananos, they're boitchois. Why are they so confident? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a haftacha that for them it's going to be better than it is for the men. On that note, so the Gemara says, Amalei Rav the Rav Chiya. So it's the same Rav. Rav told Rav Chiya, Noshim b'may zachya. What do the women have to merit that? Noshim shananois, bonois boitchois. I mean, at the end of the day, what do they even have? So Rav Chiya said, "Be'akruye benayu levenei knishta." The fact that they carpool, they take their children to learn. Ubasnuye gavrayu be'rabbanan. They send their husbands out to learn as well, and not just that. Ve'notrin the gavrayu adasim be'rabbanan. And Rashi says sometimes the husbands they would go out and learn in different cities, and they would wait for them to come back from those other cities. And the schar that the women would be moisen nefesh for Torah, that's the schar that they have. Noshim b'may zachyot. So it's interesting that the Gemara says v'notchen legavrayu ada asu mebe rabbanan. So pashtun, it means that your husband went to go learn and it's late at night and you're waiting for him to come home or whatever and v'notchen legavrayu. Rashi says that it's more than that. They used to go l'umay be'ir acheres. And if you know the rest of the story, the Gemara talks about this in Perek Afalpi and Masechtes Ksubis, that once upon a time a chasen kala would get married and the husband would sit in koil. For how long? 12 years. Right, Rabbi Akiva, we know, went to learn for 12 years. That wasn't Rabbi Akiva's own chiddush. Everybody would go learn for 12 years. This is the way it was. Rabbi Akiva went for another 12 years. He didn't even come in to say, hi, Tzvelef and Tzvelef, it's Nishfer and Tzvonsig, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. But that was the minig. The minig is that people would literally go for 12 years, and they went to another, they literally didn't come home sometimes for 12 years. That's a very long time. I once found the Chidah in a Sefer Maris Ha'ayin, and that sugya, Masechtes Ksuba, says, why 12 years? Why 12 years? He says, because the Mishnah says, Ben Esel Mishnah. When a person turns 10 years old, that's when you start learning Mishnayos. How long does a person live? Yemeshnoi Seinu Vehem Shivim Shana. That means life really is that from when a person starts learning is 60 years. There's an idea of giving away a chaymish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov Avinu said, V'chol asher titen li, everything that you're going to give me, everything, aser asrenu lach, I'm going to give away not just aser, meister, aser asrenu, I'm going to give a chaymish. What's a chaymish of 60? It's 12. It says that's why they would give a chaymish of their life to Hashem. Literally 12 years in Beis Medrash, the cheshbon was, it was a chaymish of their life. When the Rabbanan left Rav Ami's yeshiva, some say when they left Rav Chanina's yeshiva, this is what they would say. These were the parting words. This was the farewell amongst the Rabbanim. They would say, they would vinch them. So what was the bracha? You should see your world during your lifetime. That's what it means literally. Rashi says, everything that you want, you should have. And you should merit olam haba. And you should have generations. Libcha yeget tfuna pi Pichah yedaber chachmas. Your heart should understand Torah. Your mouth should speak Torah. Uleshoincha yarchish renonos. Your tongue should sing to Hashem. Afapecha yashiru negdecha. You should see in front of you. Einecha yoiru b'moir Torah. Upanecha yaziru kizayir arakia. Your face should shine. Tzipsoi secha yabiyudas. V'chil yoisecha. Your kidneys taloizna meisharim should rejoice. Ufamecha yorutza. Your feet should run lishmaya. Divrei atik yoimen. To hear the words of the atik yoimen. So who's the atik yoimen? That's a play off a pasuk in Daniel. It's referring to Hashem. When the Rabbanu would leave Rav Chizda's base medrash, when they left the base medrash of Shmuel Nachmeni, they would say as follows: Alufenu misubalim. So this is a pasuk in Tehillim. The entire pasuk is Alufenu misubalim, in peretz the in yoytzeitz. The Ein Tzvacha Beruchai Vaisenu. So Alufenu is referring to our leaders. Aluf, 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 right? The Alufim of Esav. So these are the generals. Alufenu, our leaders in Torah, they would teach. So Chadam, one would say, Alufenu ba Torah, umisubalim ba mitzvahis. That our leaders of Torah, they're not just satisfied with the fact that they learn. They also, they're misubalim. Vayet shichmai lisbayel. They burden themselves with mitzvahis. They don't just say, I'm learning, I don't have to do mitzvahs. No, they do mitzvahs also. V'chadam, one said, Alufenu ba Torah ba mitzvahis. That are leaders that learn Torah and they have mitzvahs, misubalim yisurim, that unfortunately often they have yisurim. Ein peretz, what does that mean? They would give themselves this bracha that we should merit, that we shouldn't have company like David HaMelech had. David had to contend with Achi Teufel. We shouldn't have to deal with an Achi Teufel. We shouldn't have to contend with who Shaul HaMelech had to contend with. We had Gechazi already earlier in the Masechta. We shouldn't have a child or a Talmud that will embarrass us publicly. Another pasuk. Rav Shmuel v'Amri l'Rav Yechim Rav Elazar. Chadama, who's these people? Abire lev harechoykim mitzdaka. Sounds like strong people. Abire lev, they're very far from tzedaka. So machloikis Rav Yechim Rav Elazar. Chadama once said, "Kol oilam kulay nizim b'tzedaka." That they would say that the entire world is sustained with the tzedaka of Hashem. V'heim nizayin b'zraya. They're rechoykim from tzedaka because they don't need tzedaka. Why not? They have their own merits. They have their own schosim with which they can have everything they need. The Chadam, one would say, Kol ha'olam kulei nizayin b'schusam, v'heim afilu b'schus atzmam eino nizayinim. That the whole world is nizayin b'schusam in their schos. The tztaka that everybody else has is their own schosim. You have a tzaddik, he has schosim. Everybody is having yeshuas from the schosim of the tzaddik. V'heim, the tzaddik, the tzaddikim themselves, afilu b'schus atzma eino nizoinim, they don't get anything, even for their own schos. Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, one of the most famous gemaras in Shas. B'chol yoim, every single day, basko yoitzis ma'archoyrev v'ayimeres. There's a basko that comes from Harchoyrev, also known as Har Sinai, and says as follows, kol ha'olam kulei nizoinim b'shvil chanina b'ni. The whole world is sustained because of Chanina Beni, which Chanina Beni, Rab Chanina Ben Doisa, the Chanina Beni dailoi bekav chruvim me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos, and Chanina Beni all he needs is a krav chruvim, a little bit of boxer, and he's happy with that. Rab Chanina Ben Doisa was an oni ve'evyon. His poverty was incredible. The Gemara talks about it in Masechtas Tainis. Yet the whole world was sustained because of the tzidkis of Rab Chanina Ben Doisa. Incidentally, Reb Chaim Volozhin and Ruach Chaim says that you see from here that Reb Chanina ben Doisa was the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. Here he was an Oni Ve'evyoin. He couldn't give any tztaka. He couldn't write a check. He didn't have anything. He had nothing. He was literally betachlus ha'anius. Yet at the same time, he was underwriting kol oilam. Every single year that goes to work and made parnasa, he was being supported b'shvil Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And Reb Chaim Volozhin said Reb Chanina ben Doisa was going to come up to Shemayim and he was going to be the biggest Baal Chesed, the Askin of the door. That Baal Chesed, he couldn't give any tzedakah, he didn't have any money to give. But kol ha'olam nizim b'shvil Chanina beni. You see, Reb Chanina ben Doisa was this unbelievable, not only a Talmud Chacham and one of the great Tanoim, but despite the fact that he had no money, He was literally supporting physically with parnasa the entire world. Says the Gemara, "Pliga de Rabbi Yehuda." So we just said that the pasuk that says "Shimo Elai Abire Lev Haruchaykin Mitzadaka." So who are these Ruchaykin Mitzadaka, or who are these Abire Lev? That the tzaddikim. We had two pshatim. Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Elazar. One said that it means that kol ha'olam kulei nizim mitzadaka. The Abire Lev, the great ones, are Ruchaykin Mitzadaka. Why? Because they don't need tzadaka. They don't need charity. They have their own tzchosim. They have their own schosim to have what they need. The second pshat was that their ruchayka mitztaka, that even though the whole world is sustained because of their tzidkus, they themselves don't have anything. But both pshatim suggest that the pasuk that says abire leiv is referring to great people. As the Gemara, pligid Rabbi Yehuda, Dom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda had a completely different understanding of the pasuk. Man abire leiv, he said, goyvoy tipshoy. These are the foolish people that come from goyvoy. Am Rabbi Yosef, how do you know that they were foolish? Teida dolo yigayr giyar minayr, because there was never one convert that came from goyvoy. So clearly, they're not the sharpest people. Am Rav Ashi said, bnei masa mechasi abire leiv neinu. Rav Ashi said that, no, it's the bnei masa mechasi, they're the abire leiv. The kachazu yukar dey reise trem zimni b'shabata. Because masa Mechasya was one of the great epicenters of Torah learning back in the day. And here you had people that would see all this Torah, yet, and they were never moved by it. And that's a raya that the Bnei Masa Mechasya are Abire Lev. Point is that Rav Yehuda and Rav Ashi are both understanding Abire Lev not as being a positive, but rather as being a negative. So there's a lot to talk about with regards to the daf that we just learned. Let's just finish the daf first, and then we'll speak out some rates. Says the Gemara, Chasson, in Roitzel Likroi. So returning to our regular program, which is Hilchas Kriyashma. The Mishnah said, at the end of daf Tez Zayin Omid Beis, Chasson, in Roitzel Likroi, Kriyashma, Lailo HaRishoin, Koyri. The Mishnah had said that a Chasson is potter from saying Kriyashma. We're talking about a koinis is a besula. He's torid bedvar mitzvah, and as a result, he falls into the category of a oisik b'mitzvah that's potter in a mitzvah. So he's potter from saying kriyishma. The question is, what happens if the chassan says, "I want to say kriyishma"? So the Mishnah said it was a machlekes. The Tanakam and the Chachamim said, chassan im roitz alikris kriyishma lailo rishon kair. If he wants to, he can. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, it's not true. Loi kol roitz alita les hashem. You can't do that. I mean, it's very nice. You want to be machmer, but not any person that wants to be machmer has a right to be machmer. Meaning, if you're someone that's capable, then maybe you can. But you can't just throw out there this blanket statement that any chassan that decides that he wants to say kriyishma should be allowed to. Says the Gemara on that note. Lameimra, it would seem, the Rav Shimon ben Gamliel chayish liyuara, v'rabbanan loy chayish liyuara. Meaning, why do Rav Shimon ben Gamliel have a problem with a chassan that wants to say kriyishma? He wants to be machmer. Something that he wants to do. What's the big deal? The Teretz says, Rav Shimon Gamliel must be worried about something called yuhara. Yuhara is an Aramaic word for gaiva, meaning that you look like a bal gaiva. Really, you should be torah b'dvar mitzvah, but you're somehow better than that. You're able to be mechavin. You could be mekabel o machas shemayim. You could be mekabel o mitzvahs. You can ponder yitzias mitzrayim right now. Even though the common folk can, you can. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was sensitive to not coming across as a bal gaiva. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was chayish liyura rabbanon, who say that a chassan could say kriyashma. Clearly, lo chayish liyura. Fainting marv im chosham min alu. We know just the opposite. Time we learned to the mission. Makom shenagul lasis malachah b'tishav oisim. Makom shen. So somebody allowed to go to work on Tisha B'Av. Could a person work on Tisha B'Av? So it's a Mishnah in Masechtas Pesachim, and the Mishnah says it depends on what the minhag is. There were certain places where the custom was where everybody would mourn Tisha B'Av to the degree that nobody went to work. Then there were places where no people used to go to work. So says the Mishnah, what's the halacha? Follow the minhag. Whatever the minhag hamakom is, makom shenagu lasois malacha b'tishav avoysim, makom shenagu shaloi lasois ein nois. Chol makom says the Mishnah, talmid chacham b'teilim. But a talmud chacham, he should never go to work. So if a talmud chacham lives in a place where the minhag is to work on Tishav Av, a talmud chacham shouldn't work. Rav Shimon Gamliel loymer la'olam yasa kol adam esatzmei k'talmud chacham. Rav Shimon Gamliel says a person should make himself into a talmud chacham. Meaning a talmud chacham doesn't work even in a makom shenagu lasis malacha. Says Rashbag, a person should try to aspire to be a talmud chacham. Meaning, if you're holding by not working, don't go to work. Fake the Gemara. Kasha the Rabbanon, Ad Rabbanon, Kasha the Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ad Rav Shimon Gamliel. We have a blatant contradiction between the two machloikas and the same names with the reverse opinions. In our Mishnah, the Chachamim say that if you want to take on the Chumra, take on the Chumra. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, loy kol haroitz alita los Hashem nito. It's not so simple. It's not a hefkervel. You can't just be machmer. And here it's just the opposite. The Chachamim say, follow the minute. If you're a Talmud Chacham, yeah, but if you're not a Talmud Chacham, then go to work. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, la'olam yasa adam esatz me talmud chacham. So we seem to have a stira. So the Gemara says, two terutzim.
Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Muchlevas Hashita, simple answer, flip the names around. Meaning that Mishnah, Masechtas Pesachim, where it would seem that the Chachamim are the ones that say it's not okay to be Machmer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said it is okay to be Machmer, flip it around. Really, it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that said it's not okay to be Machmer, because it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Shitasoi to the Mishnah over here, Masechtas Brachas, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, Loi Kol Aroitz Alitas Hashem Yito, and the Chachamim, you flip around the Zorah. Sheish Breit Rabbi Yom Eloilim Loi Tachl, you don't have to flip it around. The Rabbana, the Rabbana Loi Kasha, ah, you have a Stira. So he explained each one. As it relates to the Stira between the Rabbanon, again, the Rabbanon Sheet, and our mission is, if you want to be Machmer and say Kriyishma, the Nadi Yechasin, it's okay. Here, the Rabbanon Sheet is that if you want to be Machmer and not work on Erev Pesach, when you live in a city where the minig is to work, that, I mean, on Tisha B'Av, I'm sorry, that's the mission over there in Makom Shenagu, where on Tisha B'Av, it is okay. So what's the teretz? Kriyishma, kiva the kuliyama kokori, v'iyu nami kori le'mechziki yura. The Rabbanon agreed, they were sensitive to yura. They just didn't think that a chassan that says kriyishma is mechziki yura. What's the yura? Everyone's davening. You're also davening, so it doesn't really look like gaiva so much. Hacha, kiva the kuliyama avni melachav, v'iyu leikav in mechziki yura. But over here, where you live in a city where the minig is to work on Tisha B'Av, and you're not going to work, so you're standing out now. So over there, it is Mechziki Yuara, meaning the Chachamim hold of the concept of Yuara. The question is it really Mechziki Yuara, or is it not Mechziki Yuara? The Rav Shimon Gamliel also Leikasha Hasam over there, B'kriya Shema B'kavan Atal Yomilsa. V'anan Zahadi D'loi Matzi L'chavni Daite. By Kriya Shema, Rav Shimon Gamliel was sensitive to Yuara. So because at the end of the day, Kriya Shema, you have to have Kavana, B'kavana Atal Yomilsa. You need to have Kavana, just like you have to say the words. There's certain parts of Kriya Shema where you have to have Kavana. Kavana is Ma'akev, just like the words are Ma'akev. So it's for that reason, Shimon Gamliel says, we know you can't have Kavana, then what are you doing? But not going to work isn't necessarily Mechziki Yura. Maybe the reason he's not going to work is the reason a lot of people don't go to work. Maybe he just doesn't have work. There are many people that aren't working on Tisha B'Av. So what are you going to say? What are they supposed to do? They just don't have work. So there's no reason that this should be any different. Hadron Allah Haya Kairis. It's just two ha'aras as it relates to the daf. So one with regards to the halach of Mechziki Yuara, and one with regards to the tefillah. So we'll go backwards. We just mentioned the Gemara of Mechziki Yuara. So one ha'ara. And that is as follows. So we said that there was a machloikis between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon. In our Mishnah, a chassan is potter from saying Kriyishma the night of his chassan. A koines is habesula. What happens if the chassan wants to say Kriyishma? So the Mishnah said, chassan imroit salikris Kriyishma lailo rishin kairi. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Reb Shimon Gamliel argued, and Reb Shimon Gamliel said, loy kol haroitze litoil es Hashem yitoil. And then the Gemara asked the kasha. Kasha the Rabbana, the Rabbana, Kasha Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, from another Mishnah, a Mishnah Masechtas Pesachim, where the Mishnah discusses going to work on Tisha B'Av. And then the Mishnah says that, do you work on Tisha B'Av or do you not work on Tisha B'Av? Depends on the minik. Makam Shenagu, to work, you work. And a makam where the minik is not to work, you don't work. A Talmud Chacham is never supposed to work. What happens if a person decides that I want to be like a Talmud Chacham? I'm not interested in going to work. I'm going to mourn the Beis HaMikdash. Could a person act like a Talmud Chacham? Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "La'olam yasa kol adam es atzmei k'talmud chacham." That a person should, go out of his way to try to make himself into a Talmud Chacham. Whereas the Chachamim Shita was, then, no, you're not supposed to. And the Gemara asked the Stira, and the Gemara gave two terutzim. One terutz was Muchlefes HaShita. Rav Shimon Gamliel is always worried about Yuara. He's worried about Yuara in our Mishnah. That's why he says, Loi kol haroitze litel es Hashem yitel, that a chassan that decides that he could have Kavan and he wants to say Krishma, it doesn't matter, it's not okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that says that if you want to be a Talmud Chacham and stay home from work on Tisha B'Av, that's also not okay. It's not a Stira. Muchlefes Hashita, and as a result, it's Lashitasai. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is Mechziki Yuara. The other teretz the Gemara gave was, is that no, it could be there's a svara that you should be concerned about Yuara by Kriyishma. It could be there's a svara that you should be concerned about Yuara when it comes to Tisha B'Av. The Chachamim were not concerned by Kriyishma. They were concerned on Tisha B'Av, and Rav Shimon Gamliel was in the reverse. Now, one thing is clear from this sugya. One very important practical takeaway for Shas. And that is, there's a concept called Mechziki Yuara. So where Halacha says you don't have to do something, and you decide, I want to be Machmer, I want to be more frum than I have to be,
it's not necessarily okay for you to do that. There's a halacha, there's an idea called mechzika yura. According to one pshat in the Gemara, it's only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Shita. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one that holds mechzika yura. The Rabbanon argue. In the second teretz of the Gemara, the Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanon both acknowledge there's a concept of mechzika yura. The machlokes just was when you apply it. A svara by Kriyashma, maybe yeah, maybe no. A svara on Tisha B'Av, maybe yeah, maybe no. But according to both terutzim in the Gemara, there's a concept of mechzika yura. That's clear. Another thing that's clear that Tosfos speaks out right here in the sugya, and that is there's a rule in Psak that says Kol Makim Shoshana Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel B'Mishloseinu Halacha K'moisei Chutz Me'Arav Tzidivaray Achren. With the exception of three cases, whenever Rab Shimon Gamliel said a word in a Mishnah, Halacha K'moisei. So you have Rab Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah right here in Masechtas Brachos, where Rab Shimon Gamliel said Loi Kol Aroitz Alita Les Hashem Yito. That means the Halacha is like Rab Shimon Ben Gamliel. So this isn't just a sugya. This is a sugya where we know what the Halacha L'mais is. Meaning, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, Rab Shimon Gamliel is the one that is Chayesh L'Yuara. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel that you have to be chayish liyuara. According to second teretz of the Gemara, where Rav Shimon Gamliel is sometimes chayish liyuara. Okay, so the halacha is that we're sometimes chayish liyuara. So again, you have a sugya where if a person wants to be machmer, you have to take into consideration the gaiva component. Not just that, this is something that's very much halacha lemaisa because it's Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah. V'chol mokim sheshana Rav Shimon Gamliel in a Mishnah, halacha kemaisa chutz me'arav tzid v'ray achrena, with the exception of three cases. So with that background, I want to tell you a kasha that the Vilna Gaon asks in his Shnois Eliyahu. Shnois Eliyahu is the Vilna Gaon's commentary on the Mishnah. And in Shnois Eliyahu, it's in the first parak of Masechtas Brachas. We just finished the second parak already. It's in the first parak of Masechtas Brachas. It's in the Maisa with Rav Tarfon, who is Machmer, to say Kriyash Mashal Arvis like Beis Shammai. And in that sugyo, the Vilna Gaon asks the kasha. He says that the Ramos, the Yerushalmi, says in Masechta Shabbos, Kala Potter, if somebody's potter from doing something, and he does it anyways, Nikra Hedin. So if someone's potter from doing a mitzvah, and he decides that he wants to do it, it's a Yerushalmi in the first paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, Nikra Hedin. This is a rule. As I state in Yerushalmi, Freik Devil Nagayin, how does this reconcile with what you find a million times in Halacha, that you don't have to do this, but HaMachmer, Tavei Ola Bracha. On the one hand, if you're potter from something, you call the hedyet. Then again, you also find this idea of a machmer talav olav bracha, bal nefesh yachmer. You find that everywhere. So, freak the Vilna Gaon's kasha. How do you reconcile these two principles in halacha? On the one hand, if I'm potter and I do it, I'm a hedyet. Then again, if I'm potter and I do it, talav olav bracha, I'm going to be gebenched. So, which one is it? Am I a hedyet? Or am I going to be gebenched? The truth is, just to bring out the kasha, Hilchas Sukkah is the best place to bring it out. This is literally Exhibit A, ground zero. Where is this halacha of Nikra Hedyet quoted? It's quoted by the Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah and Simit Tov Reish Lamates. The context is a mitztayer who's potter in a sukkah. So it's raining outside, it's pouring rain. You're potter from sukkah. Mitztayer is potter in a sukkah. What if a person says that I know it's raining outside, but I don't care. I want to sit in the sukkah. So is that okay or is it not okay? So there's different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Kiyodua, it's above my pay grade. But I'll tell you what the Ramah says. The Ramah says, V'chalapatim in asukah, ve'enoy yoytzim yisham, enoy mikabal olav schar. He's not going to get schar for it. Ve'enoy ela het yoytis. And he's acting like a hedyet. You know why? Because it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you're potter from doing something, and you do it anyways, nikra hedyet. Ramah's discussing rain, sukkah, mitztayer, nikra hedyet. Freik the bir halacha, I don't understand. He said a few halachas earlier, the mechaber said that when do you have to sit in a sukkah? Meaning, you want to eat. You always have to go into a sukkah to eat? No, it's not necessarily. Let's say you want to have a cup of coffee. You have a shahakal. You don't have to sit in a sukkah. So the meal would have to have some level of kfiyas. But if there's no kfiyas, you don't have to. Stating that, the mechaber says that if somebody's machmer, that he only eats in a sukkah, even a shahakal, even peiris, even things you don't have to maybe eat in a sukkah, says the Shulchan Aruch, HaMachmer Tavay Ola Bracha, HaRezeh Meshuvach. It's a beautiful thing. Freit the Be'alacha, two halachas that everybody knows in Hilchas Sukkah that That it's a blatant stira. On the one hand, if you're mitzta'ir and you're potter min ha-sukkah, you sit in the sukkah, you're nikra hadyet. Then again, if you're potter from sukkah, because I'm only making a shahako, and I go in the sukkah, I raise a meshubach. Tell me, obviously, which one is it? Is it nikra hadyet, or is it raise a meshubach? The Chafetz Chaim and Bir Halacha didn't quote the Vilna Gaon, but it's the Vilna Gaon's kasha. It's the Vilna Gaon's kasha in Shnois Aliyah. The Vilna Gaon says a mahalach, and there's different terutzim to answer this question. And I'm going to tell you one teretz that the Achroidim say, and that is in the Sefer Yad Malachi. So the Yad Malachi has Chloe Hapsak, Chloe Hadinim. It talks a lot about different Tanam and Amiram. It's a beautiful Sefer, Afoichba Vafoichba de Kulaba. So this is in Chloe Hadinim. It's Ois Shin Chav Dalet. The name of it is Kol HaPotem and Adover V'Oiseyu Nikra Hedit. In other words, this Yerushalmi says the Yad Malachi, one paragraph. Hainu Dafka Kisha Oisa Oisa LeYuhara. The only time that's true is if you're doing it for Gaiva. Ulevatel Divrei Chaveroi. Aval Kisha Oisa L'Shem Shemayim. But if you do it L'Shem Shemayim, Oz Yesh Loischar. So when is it true Kol HaPotem and Adover V'Oiseyu Nikra Hedit? That's if there's an element of gaiva. You're doing it l'shem yuhara. But if you're not doing it l'shem yuhara, you're doing it because you want to be machmer, then you're going to get schar. The Chidah, in his Birkei Yosef, and Erechaim Simon Lamed brings the Yad Malachi, and he says that he found something very, very similar in the Shvus Yaakov. So the Shvus Yaakov is in Cheluk Beis, it's Simon Memdalid, and that's interesting. The case that the Shvus Yaakov was talking about is something that's very much brachas related. So they sent the Shvus Yaakov a shayla that apparently there was a chabura of Yid that they took it upon themselves that every night Berosh HaAshmura HaShlishis Shel HaLayla, the beginning of the third Ashmira, so not the Soif of the Ashmura Rishayna, but the Tchila of the Ashmira HaShlishis, they would get together in Beis Medrash L'Koinin Ala Churbin, and people started getting very nervous about it. There's no such minig. We'd never hear about this. Now what's the connection between the Ashmiras and Churbin? That's the Gemara Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Hashem is Shoyikari, and he talks about Churbin Beis Hamikdash. So this was a minig, and they sent this to the Shvus Yaakov. Is it okay or is it not okay? So Shvus Yaakov got involved. Can you just make stuff up? Right? Can you decide that I want to be a Machmer? I want to do things. And he asks the kasha. The Yerushalmi says Nikrahedyet Hamachmer Tovei Ol Bracha, and he says what the Chidah says is something similar to what the Yad Malachi said. Yad Malachi's lashon was Hainu Dafka Kisha Oisoy Oisoy LeYuara. Your intention is I want to be a Balgaiva. You wake up in the morning, I want to look good. I want to be a Balgaiva. That's bad. Nikrahedyet. The Shvus Yaakov says a little differently. Even if you don't necessarily want to do it because hinani muchanim zuman to look like a balkaiva, but it's only Mexico yura, like our sugi that we just learned. That's enough that it shouldn't be okay. The bottom line is that say the achroinim that it could be the way to answer this stira is there an element of gaiva or is there no element of gaiva? If there's a mechsik yuhara, or like the Yad Malachi says, kisha oisoy oisoy le yuhara, you're doing it with the intention of yuhara, so then over there you're nikra headed. That's when you have the Yerushalmi. But if you're doing it for the right reasons, over there it's going to be tovei ol bracha. The last line of the Yad Malachi, he says, there's one more line. I read everything but one line. He says, ayin o ritva, soif perakama de kedusha. Take a look at the Ritva at the end of the first paragraph of Masechtas Kedushin. So I took a look. You know what he was referring to? The Ritva asks a bomba kasha, erakasha. He asks that we know, Rav Chanina said, Godol ha-mitzvah va'oisa, yoisa mimisha ein ha-mitzvah va'oisa. That means if someone's potter from doing a mitzvah, it's okay, and you're going to get rewarded for it. You're just not going to get schar like you get if you're a mitzvah v'oisa. So if a woman who doesn't have to hear tkir shayfer goes to shul to hear shayfer, she'll be rewarded for it. Not like a man will, because a man's a mitzvah v'oisa. She's an eidah mitzvah v'oisa. If a woman sits in a sukkah, if she takes dalet minim, if a woman learns Torah, she gets chayr. Just not like a mitzvah v'oisa. Freik the Ritva, I don't understand. Or in a mitzvah v'oisa gets chayr? The Yerushalmi says if you're potter from doing something and you do it, you're nikra hedit. This is the Ritva's kasha. The Ritva asks it not from all the Gemaras of Hamachmer Tovei Ol Bracha, but for Rab Chanina's well-known statement in Shas. Gadol haMitzvah Vayisa Yosef Mishein Mitzvah Vayisa. How can you get Schar like Ein Mitzvah Vayisa? How does this stem? How does it reconcile with the Halacha of Nikra Hedyet? Either way, I and Ritva say Perakama the Kedusha to see what his Teretz is. We'll have to say that for another day. That's the idea. However, this is the Mahalach. Sometimes a Chumra is Mechzik Yuara. Sometimes a Chumra is not Mechzik Yuara. And depending on whether it is Mechzik Yuara or not, that will make the whole difference. So just to end this part of, or this raid bite, with one ha'ara, and that is, just to bring something out, there are two very, very well-known tshuvas for a Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe. I mean, there are more than two, but two that are extremely well-known. One was with regards to Chol of Stam, which is in Yeridea Chelak Aleph Siman Mem Zayim Ilav Inyan Cholava Companies. Another one with regards to sherry cask whiskey, which is in Yeridea Chelak Aleph Siman Samach Beis. What he refers to Bedvar blended Yayin Sarav, blended meaning what we know as sherry cask whiskey. Regardless, Ramosha in both Tshuvas is famous for having a koyach de hetera. Ramosha was Mekel, and in both cases, however, he gave a disclaimer, Bal Nefesh Yachmer. Whatever exactly that means, we've gone through that in a great length several times. But just listen to the Shoyne Azov Shal Ramosha, where Ramosha goes through it. When he talks about the sherry cask whiskey, he says as follows. The tshuvas, by the way, about sherry cask were written to Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, Hagayved Elizabeth. So he goes through it, and he says like this. He tells him, Va'ani, as it relates to myself, Afshani Mater, even though I'm matter, the sherry cask, nizer ani ba'atzmi, milishto is blended. I'm nizer. Rak b'chabura. However, if I'm together with a group of people, shaloy lemechzi ki yuhara. So it shouldn't look like yuhara, it shouldn't look like gaiva. Ha'yisi shoy samashu. I would drink a little bit. Levarech ha'mesubin k'nohog. To say l'chayim. What does it mean, levarech ha'mesubin? L'chayim, l'chayim toyim l'shul, ma'git k'benched you. What do you think it means? So to give everyone a bracha, Rav Moshe says, I would drink a little bit. V'lochein v'aday toiv sh'yiyah yayin sarv blended b'loy shem chash. So it's kedai to go through this because people are matter, I'm matter. And even though I myself am careful, but when I'm together with the oilam, shaloi lemechzi kiyuara ha'yis yishoisa. Imagine, Rav Moshe was worried. Rav Moshe was the god of Adar, I mean, of all time. And Rav Moshe was worried about yuara. This is Rav Moshe's tshuva, where he talks about the sherry cask whiskey. Listen to what Rav Moshe says when he talks about Chol of Stam. See, after he writes his whole tshuva, and he says that it's okay, and if somebody wants to be soymech, he could. Avomim kol machim, says Rav Moshe. L'balei nefesh min haroi l'hachmer. O bal nefesh should be machmer, ve'ein bozeh mishum yuara. He says there's no idea of yuara. V'kach ani noyig lahachmer la'atzmi. And I'm machmer, and he doesn't have the disclaimer that if everyone's sitting around, they're eating chalav stam, Rav Moshe also ate chalav stam. He doesn't say that. He says, v'gam ani, because there was no issue of yuara. Abba misha roitza lahokil, v'oysa kedina, v'ein lahachshiva kemezalzo b'yisur. So you can go through this truth 1,000 times and not pick up on that nuance. And that is, Rav Moshe, I don't know how you figure out these subtleties. But when it came to sherry cask whiskey, Rav Moshe said that it's mechzi kiyura. He was worried. He felt that if a person would be machmer, there's a yuara issue. So don't be such a machmer. Chol of Stam, there he said clearly, the aim is that it's from yuara. And by the way, it has nothing to do with the Bal Nefesh Yachmer component. Because if you go through these tshuvas regarding sherry cask whiskey, and our Chabura did, Coca-Cola and Alocha, Rabbi Bienenfeld, etc., we've gone through this several times together. And Rav Moshe had 5 reasons why he felt that sherry cask, Bal Nefesh, should be Machmer. When it comes to Chol of Stam, it sounds like there's only one reason, and it's not even clear what the reason was, right? Part of the gishmak and understanding Rav Moshe's tshuva about Chol of Stam is trying to figure out why he held the Bal Nefesh should be machmer. After you read the tshuva, it's so compelling. So why, Taka? Why should a Bal Nefesh be machmer? So it's not so clear. By sherry cask, he has 5 reasons why he says the Bal Nefesh should be machmer. Yet, even though 5 reasons why he should be machmer, he was worried about mechzik yuara. Over here, not. Maybe the difference is because I guess when you drink berabim. This is something that's usually not done in such a public setting. I don't know. But regardless, this is drinking your coffee black when other people have milk in their coffee. Maybe it's not a yuara, but this is just to bring out the subtleties of Mexico yuara, Rav Moshe's Lashon and two tshuvas. That's the first ara. Just to end on an even lighter note, and that is we went through all the different tefillos, and some of these tefillos we say every day. Just to focus on one, and that is Rav's tefillah. The Gemara says, Rav, Basa, Tzloyos, Omer, Hachi. Yirotze, Mulfanecha, Hashem, Alekeinu. Shetite, Lonu, Chaim, Aruchim. Chaim, Shal, Shalom, Chaim, Shal, Toiva, Chaim, Shal, Brocha. Chaim, Shal, Parnasa. Chaim, Shal, Chilu, Tzatzomais. Chaim, Shal, Yeshbem, Yiras, Chet. Chaim, Shal, Embem, Busho, Chlima. Chaim, Shal, Oishav, Chavoy. Chaim, Shal, Tevanu, Ahavas, Toiva, Yiras, Shamayim. Chaim, Shal, Tamali, Lonu, Kol, Meshalos, Libeinu, Litoiva. Now we say this tefillah when? By Rosh Chodesh benching, so we do Rosh Chodesh benching. That's when we say this tefillah. The Chida says that it's interesting that this tefillah that Rav said was ahanyule. Meaning, Rav said this tefillah. This was Rav's tefillah. It worked. The tefillah worked for Rav. He says, how do you know that? He says, because I found in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Mesechtes Ksubis Daf Pei Aleph, that's prime real estate. Shita Mekubetzes, Mesechtes Ksubis Daf Pei Aleph, with Shita Mekubetzes, it's a Rajba, with a Rajba says that Rav lived 300 years. The context over there is that the Gemara says Rav Tanahu Palak. The Gemara says this in many places. Rav was a Tanahu Palak, says the Rashba. Ba'aruch Amrinon, Rav Talu Palak. Umatsosi beseder oilam laharambam. Rashba talking. She Rav Chayo Sholos Meir Shakasum the Rambam. That Rav lived 300 years, for Rav Niftim Kaidim, Rabbi Yechim, and then he tries to work out the math, how this works. But says the Chidah, Rav Davin, every single day, Sitei Lanu Chayim Aruchim, and he was Zaycha, his tefillah was answered. His tefillah of Chayim Aruchim was answered. He lived 300 years. Others say he lived 400 years. But the point is, he lived 300 years, did Rav, as Zoy State in Rambam, it's brought down in the Shita Kubetzis, and Masechtas Ksubis, that pay out. That's why he was a Tanu Paul, because he lived in the times of the Tana. But the point is, he really was a Tana. Either way, that's Rav, and says the Chidah, Ahanulate Sloise Larav, Ashachai Sholoch Meir Shana, Kumashakos of Arambam, Hevi Dvar, Beshitam Gubetz, Ksubis, Beperiko Isha Shenafu. That's what the Chidah says. So it's Yodua that the Bnei Yisoschar in the Sefer Magid Taluma, so the Bnei Yisoschar wrote many Svarim, not just the Bnei Yisoschar. In the Sefer Magid Taluma says the Bnei Yisoschar that when we bench Rish Chodesh, at the end of Rish Chodesh, there's one line that there are two different Gersois. Some say Beschus Tfilas Rabim, Amen Tzela, and some people say Beschus Tfilas Rav. So the Bnei Yisoschar says that I think the right Gersa is Beschus Tfilas Rav. It's not Beschus Tfilas Rav. Pashad, it's in the Schus of the Tfila of the Rabim. Where do you find that a rabbin gets up and at the end of the tefillah you say b'schus tefillah? There are so many tefillahs that are tefillahs a rabbin. Why all of a sudden now b'schus tefillahs rabbin? Said the Bnei Yisoschar, it doesn't mean b'schus tefillahs rabbin. You know what it means? It means b'schus tefillahs rav, because this was Rav's tefillah, and it wasn't just Rav's tefillah. Rav davened this tefillah, and the tefillah worked for Rav. Rav was zoichet echayim aruchim way beyond the derech hateva. He lived 300 years. So we say b'schus tefillahs rav. This was Rav's tefillah, as the Gemara says here in Masechtas Brachos Daf Tes Zayin. So that's the tefillah. So I'll just tell you something interesting. And that is, so Rav composed this tefillah. I saw in the Sefer Droshos El Ami. This was written by Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. We've quoted this Drosha in the past. It's Drush Nuntes. If you have the Sefer, Chelek Beis. The name of it is Moshe V'David. So he talks about the machloikis, quote unquote, between the Vilna Gaon and the Balatanya. Torah versus Avodah, Torah versus Shirois versus Shvachos, and Toich Dvarov, he talks about a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek, Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. Amar Rav said, Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeDavid. The world was created. The purpose of creation was for David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Lo Ivri Alma Elo LeMoshe. The purpose of creation was Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rashi, Lo Ivri Alma El LeDavid, Rav held, Sha Oilam Lo Niver Rak, I quote, Bischus David, Sha Yaosid Loimer Kama Shiros Vesish Bachas. David HaMelech was going to sing Shiros Vesish Bachas. He would serenade HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tehillim, and Lo Ivri Alma El LeDavid, Shmu Hof, Lo Ivri Alma El LeMoisha, Bishvil Moisha, again, this is an exact quote, Sha Yaosid Le Kabbalah Satoira. So said Rav Amiel, what's this machlekes over here? Rav held, Lo Ivri Alma El LeDavid, Shiros Vesish Bachas, that's primary, whereas Shmuel said, it sounds like the Iker is the Torah. So he said, it sounds to me a lot like the two Jerochim that we have in our Messiah. What today is known as maybe the Vilna Gaon and the Balatanya, but this traces itself back to Rav and Shmuel. And then with unbelievable Gaonis, he goes on to say how you find this idea that Rav was someone that was a big Bal Regesh. He was about tefillah. So we just learned the Gemara. Rav's tefillah that he used to say after Shemayin Esrei. But in that piece, he quotes, he says, Rav was about tefillah gadol. He was a very big Baal Tefillah who yosad es nusach ha-tefillah le-musaf Rosh Hashanah. So Musaf Rosh Hashanah davening that we had, who composed, who made up that tefillah? It's not from the Kalir. It's not Rabbi Elazar Kalir. You know who wrote that tefillah? It's a Yerushalmi in the first parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. It was Rav. Rav tikein tefillah alak shamim. Moedim anachnu l'cha, Hashem alekeinu al kol tipa v'tipa sh'iradet olanu. It's a Gemara Tainas, the Avavam Adeis. Rav is the author of Moedim de Rabbanan. So when the Chazan says Moedim, we say Moedim the Rabbanon. Who wrote that tefillah, Moedim the Rabbanon? It's a Yerushalmi in the seventh parak of Masechtas Brachos. Misha tov lehisker shel Shabbos, who, middle of benching, It's a Gemara Brachas Metes on the base, a special tefillah you're supposed to say. Who wrote the tefillah? It was Rav. Umepnei Chato'enu is Rav. The tefillah that we say by Rish Chodesh benching, that's also Rav. He says, not a coincidence. This is all Rav. Rav was about tefillah. Like every Alma El Medon. This is all in the Joshua's Elami for Rav Amiel. But I'll tell you something that he doesn't bring. And that is, we mentioned earlier that the Chidah, in his Pesach Inayim, in the end of Mesechtes Menachis, brings from Rashi in the Sefer HaParadis that had 10 chumras that Rav was noyig. There was the Asor Mil, the Chasidus of Rav. So we mentioned that he never went to Alad Amos without tefillin. We asked the Kasha. That was number 9. Here's number 10. Shayu Koylei Orev. Rav had a beautiful voice. He used to daven for the Amid. And he was a meturgeman. So now you know the rest of the story. We know so much about Rav. Rav had a beautiful voice. Rav was about tefillah. Rav composed many, many tefillahs. Rav's tefillahs were answered. And that's why we say, b'schus tefillahs, Rav says the Hilag of Bnei Yisachar, based on this chidah that says Rav's tefillah of Chayim Aruchim, Rav's tefillah of Chayim Aruchim was answered. Rav says, Rav Amiel, you find throughout Divrei Agada, you go through Agada to Gemara, there's always Rav. He says, you'll almost never find Shmuel in an Agada to Gemara. He says, could be this is the same idea. Shmuel held like Ivri Alma, Ella Lamosha, Lamdus. Rav held, no, Shirois Vesishbachais. David Amelech, we'll stop here.